Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels podcast. I'm your host, Sal, and I'm here with Lizzie, your other host.
You broke the sound barrier of my headphones.
Sweet. Did your head explode like scanners?
A little bit.
Your little cat ears exploded.
It just reminds me of if you go to Star Wars. Well, I don't know if you go to Star Wars Geek Girl, but if you go, Zoe did a whole episode of like talking about Overwatch lore to her dad. It's pretty good. But there's this character, his name's Lucio, and he's like supposed to be a healer, but like everyone has like cool powers, like you know, cool ways to heal people, but his is like music. So he just blasts music to heal people or make them
so
go faster. Yeah, I mean that's like when the whole D&D like they had a kind of like a crossover thing. They made him a bard, but yeah. But like his ultimate, like you like stack up points to get your ultimate to use and stuff. And he just like, he goes, let's break it down. And he's super loud. And he like gives everyone like 1,000 HP with like, and music plays. It's so funny. It's so loud. It hurts.
The last time I used a really good bard party was probably like.
You play D&D?
No, Yuna and everybody, like, there. It was called Songstress. I mean, Bard is not D&D exclusive.
It's all the same shit. I know,
you play music like, and you buff your crew.
I was curious if you did anyway.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah. Final Fantasy. Yuna, Riku, and Pain. I almost forgot her name. The third Ooh. Member. Pain. Oh, her name's Pain.
Yeah.
In Final Fantasy X-2.
I like Riku. She's cool.
Yeah, she's funny.
She's silly.
She half out bed, though.
Riku. Huh?
She half out bed.
All bed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Walker wasn't having it, man. He racist.
Oh, okay.
Walker hella racist against all bed.
Heard. Racism in
what were we watching? Final Fantasy. Oh, that's what it was. Because Hawes also plays Final Fantasy, so he gets my all bed jokes. And like the, do you remember the Star Wars Visions with the French studio one? Is it the Dancer? Spy Dancer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? So
I like that one a lot.
The main character, remember she has a blue eye and a green eye? Mm-hmm. I was like, I texted Haas and I was like, yeah, she half out bed, dog.
I like you and you.
I don't know if Walker would fucking be okay with this.
I like you and Haas's relationship. I think it's great. And I mm-hmm. think you would be unstoppable if you guys actually just like were together all the time.
And we just had our own like podcast, the Unstoppable Darlings of Star Wars Podcasting, the podcast.
Why don't you do a podcast with him? But just make it about random like.
He got 2 podcasts and a Twitch stream already, man. I can't like.
But make it like a down low. Like you just like, hey, you want to talk about like this specific Final Fantasy thing? Okay, cool. Let's do it. You know?
Oh, he already knows that when they do the high potion on Chrono Trigger or Chrono Cross or Chrono Trigger and Chrono Cross and maybe Radical Dreamers, I'm down.
Well, then you have to replay it. As someone who's played it, yeah. You have to replay it.
Yeah, well, I don't think you understand how many times I replayed it.
Yeah.
Remember, like, the 13 endings? I got all 13 endings, like, 30 times.
I got, like, 4. That's too many endings.
I played it so many times.
Then
you know how
proud.
Many times they re-released those games?
I got the hard ending. That's all I need. That's all the bragging rights I need. Because that was difficult. But also, I just leveled up Chrono so much that he was unstoppable.
You just do it with Chrono by himself, yeah.
Yeah.
And then just give him a frenzy bracelet. You're fine.
It was fine. I do want to level. I wish I could go back, but my brain can't let me go back. Yeah. But with the, I don't remember her name anymore.
Marley, Luca, Ayla.
Ayla. I wish I could level Magus. Up her fist. Like you all can. The way.
Well,
I know,
yeah,
but
when
like,
you reach
meant,
level
like,
99, it turns into like Iron Fist or something.
Yeah. Gosh, I think she's at like 70 right now.
Did you know that those characters in Chrono Trigger, they were all designed by Akira Toriyama, like the Dragon Ball dude?
Yes.
So rest in peace, rest homie. In peace. He also created some of my favorite characters in addition to lots of people that love Dragon Ball.
Yeah, I heard that happen. And then the what's it called? The Mexican cartel held a ceasefire over it. Like...
Yeah, they love Dragon Ball.
Yeah, but now all I get on TikTok is like me remind like me.
Well, maybe you can just mute the Mexican cartel, Lizzie.
What? What do you
You're
mean?
Like, oh, it's all over my TikTok, so we'll stop following the Mexican cartel.
No. On my TikToks, it's like stupid memes that it's like, you know, the Mexican cartel holding me at gunpoint. But I say, what would Goku think? And then they stop. Or, it's stupid, but I think it's funny. But yeah, like that's rest in peace. He made really cool stuff. Even though like I never really liked that art style very much, it's still a really good art style, and I love Chrono and I love all of my babies. Yeah, it's very sweet. I like looking at the concept art and stuff of Chrono Trigger. They're really cute. I especially like, actually, like, as much as, like, part of me doesn't really like that style, I really like when he draws them happy. Their happy faces are the cutest things possible. Like, just with Goku, but also, like, specifically, like, Chrono and, like, Ayla and all of them. It's really cute.
There's a lot of those little art pieces where they're, like, messing around and, like, having dinner or something. Like, there's some really, he did a lot of, like, those, like, it's, like, the whole group. Stuff, yeah.
Excuse.
But we're not here to talk about Chrono Trigger.
No,
that's when Hawes
anyway.
Invites me on that show. But we're going to talk about The Bad Batch. Double
that
episodes,
bad
Infiltration
batch.
And Extraction. We will go in order, I suppose, unless you got anything else going on. What was the other thing? Oh, I already told you Andor and Kenobi are coming on Blu-ray, right?
But now
okay.
I know.
Well, that's happening. I am excited. And did I tell you they are updating Star Tours with like three new locations?
That makes sense.
One of them is Ahsoka.
Gotta keep it interesting.
And that's the only one they've shown anything. It's Ahsoka and like you get to ride with the Purrgil or whatever.
Wait. Actually?
Yes.
Or is this like rumors? Oh, that's cute.
No, like they released footage. That's the only one they released footage of.
That's cute.
And then, so there's one adventure that's Ahsoka. One of them is Mando and Grogu. And then one of them is Andor.
Oh.
And people were like joking about it. They were like, you go on Star Tours with like Grogu and Ahsoka and Mando. And you're like, whoa, what a crazy fun adventure. Star Tours, what are you doing here? You go on adventures with Andor. And it's just like, what's his name yelling at you about how he lives in a sunless place? And what are you prepared to do? Wouldn't you rather give everything? For a chance to knock them down for real.
Yeah. You so like shoot, funny. You like kill a bunch of people. Just shoot them.
Yeah. You just crash the ship into a whole bunch of people. And then he's just like, this is what it makes. We have to use the weapon. We are cursed to use the weapons of our enemies.
The ship somehow has hands and smashes like one of the police officers into
what have we sacrificed?
The wall.
Yeah. We just like, we don't fire lasers. We just throw bricks at people.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I'm excited for when that happens. I think that's mid-April, so I think it's next month. So that sounds actually really cool.
One of my chefs
down.
At work
Hello down.
Was like, oh, I'm off tomorrow. And I was like, oh, what are you doing on your day off? He was like, oh, it's my daughter's birthday. She's turning six, blah, 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 blah. I was like, oh, what are you doing? He was like, oh, I'm going to Disneyland. And then he was making a joke, and he was like, what do you guys want anything from Disneyland? And I was like, tickets! Give me tickets! That's what I want. And he was like,
Yeah, man, I'll take a Jedi belt in medium large. I also need the Jedi belt accessory kit. If they got any extra of the large brown cloaks, hit me with two or three of them because I actually want to make some alterations.
Yeah.
150 is worth it just for the fabric, man.
Don't know about that.
All right. Bad Batch. Guess who's not going to Disneyland?
Bad Batch.
The Batu Batch. Wait, who was in Batu? Oh, never mind.
Hera?
No, it was there was like some episodes of Young Jedi Adventures and they were on Batu.
And
I was like
Rho and Omega there.
I was like, yeah boy. I did my longest, yeah boy. Yeah. All right. So we start and like the senators are meeting and hiding. So it's good to see Senator Chuchi still making moves. You know, with the clones and those like mysterious other clones. Okay, this is something that keeps happening and you keep doing it. Every time they show one of those like they call them like clone X clones or something like that, those assassin things.
Oh yeah.
You keep going like, I wonder if that one's tech. Take his mask off. And I'm like, we already saw. They're just clones. Like, they already showed us. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe one of them could be, but I really think that they're just clones.
Okay, Zoe and I were talking about this because she was like, you know, I'm starting to feel like it. Because that's the thing. It's like this whole, like, two episodes, they had the chance to, like, take off his helmet. And they, like, somehow just can't.
They've already taken two of their helmets off.
I know. But, like, and then the other thing is, like, Crosshair knows something. That's what the second guy says. Like, oh, well, like, you know, tell them the truth, blah, blah, blah. And he's, like, hiding something. I don't know what. He's, like, you know, just kind of being stupid. And he's going to make it seem like there's something, even though there's nothing. And there's going to be a drama about
that. He even
that
said it. He's like, they tortured me and they tried to make me one of these things.
Yeah. But, like, what if he knows about tech? Or if he doesn't, then, like, you know, I don't know. Like, I think they made it very obvious. Well, okay, I don't want to say it's obvious because then if it's not even him, it's like, okay, well. But, like, he was very techy. He was on his little thing all the time.
Right.
I don't know. There was, like, some points where I thought he kind of acted like all of the Bad Batch at certain points of the two episodes.
He's like, very agile. He was like parkour.
Yeah, he was like, you know, hunting them down like Hunter. Mm-hmm. Well, the only guy that I can't really think of is like Wrecker, except that he survives.
Well, I mean, like, he like rocks. Picked up rocks off of him, I guess.
But like,
I think they're cybernetically enhanced in addition to being brainwashed and weirder stuff. But like, I think they're more like what's probably going to become Death Troopers in my mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like the analogies that we've said with Zoe, mostly Zoe.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to blame this all on her.
No. Like,
Lizzie, you were in my house yesterday, being like, take off your helmet.
There are like three hills, and like one hill is like, you know, the theory, and then the other hills are just hills. I'm on a hill, but I'm looking at that hill.
Which one?
I'm like looking at it. I'm just on a hill. I'm like, well, if something happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So I'm just kind of like
staring at the hill. That they are
interested in
brainwashed, cybernetically engineered clones, like they've already said twice.
Then you're on a different hill. I'm on the hill. I'm the Bendu. I'm the one in the middle. I'm just looking.
Be in the middle of hills?
Yeah, you can. You're just kind of like on the other side.
In a valley?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm in the valley. I'm looking at both of your guys' hills.
So now that we've discussed the clone assassins guys.
Yes.
Let's see. So they have like a whole base.
I love their eyeballs. They're like on their mask. It's really cool.
Oh, I don't like his mask that much. I know you do.
The rest of the mask is fine. I just like the shape of his eyes a lot. I don't know why.
I tend to like really narrow, cool visors. Me and Axel were talking about this the other day because he was like, I think I like the helmets and Kenobi of the Purge Troopers. Mm-hmm. versus the helmets of the purge troopers in Jedi Fallen Order, Jedi Survivor. And I was like, I like the helmet shape of the purge troopers in Kenobi, except for the little kind of like Vader sort of like down piece. But I don't like their visors because they have like two kind of eye pieces. Whereas the ones in Jedi Fallen Order, the helmets are like almost like the airborne infantry clones. And the helmets are like not great or original, but the visors look dope because they are like these thin little like one long slit. And so I think I'm just starting to. I think I'm just liking the visors that look cool like that, that are like, a one line instead of two little eye holes that are like not a cool shape. So like, I don't like that one. I like Crosshair's helmet now is kind of cool, but I kind of liked his helmet when he was with the Empire because he had like a sleek little like one line.
So you want them to be completely blind is what I'm hearing.
He had a line. It was cool.
Blind.
Like the tank troopers, they have like that little vertical, not vertical, the little like horizontal line too.
I like this website because it's like every time I look in the corner, it says echo cancellation. I'm like, why are we canceling Echo? What did Echo, what did Echo do?
He knows what he did.
He needs to make an apology video.
Let's see. Yeah. So the assassin finds them. They sort of like, you know, Rex throws the grenade. That was
he
red.
Did it. They don't lock he their did doors.
He pulled a Captain America. No, I'm talking about before. Like when they're going after the senators, remember?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
He's like, somebody go check on the thing. Nope, there's somebody inside. And then he throws a grenade and Rex is like, no, you.
Yeah, I thought that was funny because they were like, you know, protect the senators. And they like form like a little wall. Yeah. And the guy's like, oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah,
dang
let me just
it.
Blow them all up then. That was me in Fortnite. Grenade then.
Yeah.
That was their version of building.
Building walls, yeah.
Fine, I'll throw a grenade or a rocket launcher or hit you with a car.
Zeus's bolt can break buildings.
The what? Oh, yeah, lightning yes, bolt? I have discovered that.
Okay, good.
Let's see. So let's see what else we got. So they catch the guy, they get him, but he kills somebody. This is also the return of, what's his name, Hauser, everybody's, like, favorite from season two, who they loved, and they were, like, the hottest clone. But he was a jerk in this episode.
They all look the same. How are they hot?
I guess his haircut is hot, because I said the same thing you did. Because they were like, oh my god, that clone is so hot. And I was like, hey, they're clones. Literal clones. Like, so I was I guess his haircut is hot, because that's the only thing different.
Like, I can understand them saying, like, oh, Hunter is, like, hot, like, Wrecker's hot, or whatever, because
yeah,
they look different.
Like, unique, yeah.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like, they look different.
Right, I know, I'm with you.
If you think one clone is hot, you probably think all clones are hot, unless they have a really, really, really
well, that's fair, because I think it was Jonah, but I think there was more than her. There was more than her. It was other people who were like, dang, this is the hottest clone. She's but I think it's that he has, man, like an undercut.
Yeah.
He has a total B-boy haircut.
He has like a... That's the thing is, there was one kid in school whose name was Edgar, but he didn't have the Edgar haircut. He just had like a haircut that looked like that. It was like kind of spiky and stuff. That's the haircut he had. But he doesn't have the Edgar haircut, which I hope everyone understands what the Edgar haircut is.
So Hauser hates...
Crosshair. Which is fair. Which, again, I like that because it's showing the redemption. It's showing the process rather than where it was just kind of like Luke being like, yeah, I forgive you, Dad.
I mean, that was kind of redemption. I would call it more like, there's another word, like something like penance. Like, you got to work for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. It's like he's working for it and he has
like righting your wrongs.
Like, he has to realize that just because he, well, I'm sure he does realize, but like, realize that just because he said sorry to his family and sorry, and they kind of accepted it, like, they're more accepting of it now, he still has wronged other people. And he is now meeting those people again. It's not like they're dead or they just, like, I don't know.
Like, right. But I mean, it was not like he was the one, like he was just there. Like, I don't remember him doing anything specifically to Hauser.
He led
like,
it.
He just shot Orn Freitas in the head. Orn Freitas.
Pretty bad.
Totally fine, though. Because he's in Lords of the Sith, and that's like 5 years later. He's like, you got my Leku, man.
I don't even get it, bro.
You got my liquor,
Someone
bro.
In that first episode got shot in the backpack, and they died.
Mm-hmm. It was a weak backpack, man. Weak backpack. You got to have those Kevlar backpacks.
Like, that backpack had its heart in it somehow.
They need those ones that the United States of America are making to keep our kids safe in schools. Clones don't even have American-issue backpacks.
Ban guns? No. Ban TikTok.
Mm-mm. Get bulletproof TikTok backpacks, y'all.
TikTok is gone. Ban.
You want to save your children? Get bulletproof backpacks. So they're over there
Delete
on
TikTok.
Teth doing
yes.
stuff. And they have a secret base, which was kind of cool. Because I'm so used to seeing clones like fully outfitted. It's kind of see clones in like ragtag abandoned temples as bases, kind of like the Rebellion is later. And then this dude just walks in. parkour inside.
No,
you were mad that they didn't lock the doors.
Yes, because in college, I realized that people don't lock their doors.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, having friends, like, they were just
go
like...
Go to college in Canada?
I was like, oh, like, you know, can you let me in? They're like, oh, the door's unlocked. I'm like, oh, because you knew I was coming? They're like, no, we always keep it unlocked. And I was like, why? They're like, why? We're in a safe neighborhood. And I was like, that must be nice. Here's...
You don't live in Anaheim?
why don't thieves go to these people's houses? Why do they got to go to low-income houses and have to figure it out how to get in when they can just go to these people's houses?
Yeah,
that are unlocked already.
Like, I didn't even know they stole the bathroom TV.
Didn't even notice it. I had a second one in there. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. So, dude walks in. Oh, like, I like when Gregor, or was it? No, it wasn't Gregor. It was like one of the other guys. He's like, Gregor's special recipe, extra spicy. And Wrecker's like, hell yeah, boy.
Him and Batcher. Yeah. I don't know if Batcher could have eaten it because it's, I don't know. He's a dog.
You don't know Batcher physiology.
I
let him eat.
But
he was fine.
Also, Batcher is a she.
Yes, Batcher is a she.
She.
Yes.
She. Her. Mm-hmm. Her. You don't know that song. Never mind.
Nope.
Okay. yes. And so they eat soup. And then Batcher was gonna. She was gonna figure it out. And then I don't know why I want to call her Echo. Omega was like, here's my food.
Yeah, here's more food. And then Batcher was like, never mind.
And then she got distracted.
Priorities.
So sad.
Yeah, when the sneaky guy was sneaking.
That's like,
and then, it was funny, though. I do like the thing when Crosshair is like, wait a minute, you have him alive here? They're tracking him, and they're like, nah, we, like, scanned him. He's smarter than you.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
Is way smarter than you.
Crosshair like frustrated me just a tiny like one thing he said, because he was like, because they were like, yeah, we know that they're like secret operative like thing, I don't know why. And then like Crosshair's like, yeah, but there's something you don't know, they're a secret operative program that worked for Hemlock.
No, what I think
and
what
that
he
was
said
it.
The thing, no, he said the thing you don't know is some of the clones there are like on their side, because they were like, we're gonna go to Tantus to rescue all the clones.
Yeah,
and he was like, some of them like are there by choice because they think everybody's there like imprisoned like Crosshair.
True.
You know,
that's fair. But I
then
felt
Hauser's
like, that was
like you feeding them information or whatever.
Yeah,
he's like,
I did
shut
like
up
that,
your face.
I like that Hunter had his back, even though I was like, okay, that was literally you last episode.
That was rad, though. But that's fine. Like, as long as he stands on a side, as long as he ain't in the valley, he picked a hill, and he's on that hill. He's on the, like, okay, I'm on the Crosshair Hill now. You need to back off, Captain, or whatever he says.
Yeah,
I was like,
Captain.
Yeah, boy. That was rad. No, I like that part. Hauser, Crosshair, and Amigos. Pretty awesome. I loved it. But, What did I forget? The episodes are called Infiltration and Extraction. And I remember thinking like, ooh, like I knew what they're going to infiltrate and then extract.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, they got infiltrated and had to call for an extraction. They had to get extracted. Yeah, so the guy calls for backup.
I was already scared for that. Which, like, to be fair, backup
is Commander Wolf.
He won, technically, and I was correct in being scared for them, because Wolf eventually caught them. But also, yeah.
Okay.
Because I saw Wolf, and I was like,
yeah. That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. Okay. All right. But that was like, if this was a weekly release, like if they didn't release these two episodes at once, that would have kind of sucked for us to be like, oh, it's Commander Wolf. We would have been like, ah. So thank you, Star Wars, for not saddling us. Like, I haven't been this thankful for Star Wars since you revealed Enoch and Ezra in the same episode, so I didn't have to put up with people being like, I wonder if Enoch is Ezra for a week.
Or when they're like,
I appreciate when Star Wars thinks about us.
Like, someone definitely was like, oh, should we make some Zoom and Ezra lovers? And Filoni was like, no, there is a family out there that are siblings. We cannot.
Right. Well, I just hope he sticks to that one. That's one, like, so far he seems to have stuck to it pretty hard. But then I have, like, Jonah in my other ear going off in the other direction, and that makes me worry.
If not, it'll just text.
That's what he said, man. So hopefully he just sticks to what he said.
Like, hey, buddy, here's some pictures of us. Look at us as kids right here.
You promised us. You told us this was going to be fine. Why'd you make it weird, bruh? All right, let's see. So extraction, Wolf gets there, calls, like, comes in at backup, and then he's like yelling at the dude. He's like, you blew up this whole damn place. We were supposed to get her unharmed.
True.
But, well, no, he went in there and, like,
some guy ran, caused a whole lot of damage.
So it was kind of his fault.
Flamethrower.
Oh, that's full. Yeah. That's right. A guy ran at him with a flamethrower. That was pretty rad. Okay, that was pretty dope. There were some good action beats in here. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of the season one episode of Clone War Rookies, where the dude runs in. It's not the flamethrower, but when he grabs the heavy repeater, when all the drones, they're like, you know, should we take prisoners? And he's like, I don't, or whatever. You know, it was heavy, right? Rest in peace, heavy. Back there on the, what, Rishi Moon, or wherever that spot was. It reminded me of that a little bit, except this dude was like flamethrowered him, and then the guy was like, ah, too. And then he like ran at him, and the guy was like, ah.
Yeah, but then he like dies, yeah, and then he like,
that was extra red,
like fire flame.
That was after he shot backpack
detonators.
Do you think he shot his buddy, like the other assassin, or the
purpose,
CX, they're calling them CX, Clone X,
especially because if he would have killed himself already, so
like,
they definitely had to do it by himself.
Yeah, they took out the thing he couldn't kill himself. Yeah, so I think he shot him to, yeah. That's pretty lucky, because he seems to be a good shot. Oh, and then you and me were going off about, like, us and Fortnite, because it's like him, like, and the other sniper.
They're like, behind a rock. A singular, like, time where there was where Fortnite was, like, one of the challenges. It was a game mode, and you only had snipers. That's the only thing that you had, that you couldn't have, like, healing stuff. You couldn't have, like, pistols or anything, just snipers. And, like, it was the same thing, Battle Royale, and you ran around, and all you had was snipers. So, and it was, like, I won only one game, and I was happy about that. And it was literally just me and this one guy, and we're just jumping, 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 shot, shot, jump, jump, shot, shot, reload, reload. And that's what Crosshair and that guy reminded me of. They were just sniping each other in a, like, close range.
Yeah, I do like Wolf yelling at the dude, like being like, hey, you like messed this all up, like from now on you answer to me. And the guy's just like, walks away. And Wolf is like, and then, like, it's like two or three times it happens, And then they're the operative is gone or something. And he's like, I'll deal with that later or whatever.
Oh. Well, I was going to say like,
Wolf gets there,
one squadron go that way, one squadron go this way. And then like the stormtrooper snitched on him and was like, hey, guys, go in that way. And he was like, okay, close it. Close that area. Fine.
because he was telling them, he was like, seal off this thing and we'll like run, other guys will go down the bottom. And then he's like, the guy just jumped in the hole.
Wolf just got there, right?
It's like, I said, seal it off. I was saying, when he got there, like, he was like, these aren't insurgents. These are clones. And the guy was like, they're both. Nope. And I was like, oh, he doesn't know, dude. That's kind of cool. And that's when I was like, okay, there's a window here.
I think,
they did a really good job with that scene, I thought.
I don't know a lot of him about seeing the other Wolf. Clones. Like, I know him from the certain episodes he was in Clone Wars, and then Rebels, and then also, I know, but like, you,
well, I hate you to tell you this, but there's not a lot more to know than he's in a couple of comics.
I don't know. I guess
I don't believe those comics offer any more insight.
Especially from Rebels, that he was just a grumpy kind of guy. And he just is kind of like a rule follower / wants to protect his guys, but also isn't good at that because he just thinks of the wrong idea. I do remember, really quick, used to call Grandpa Joe.
I think he's like, go ahead.
Wolf. Yeah. But so,
because like that's later, when his eye got messed up. Yeah.
Echo cancellation right now.
Echo doesn't appreciate that. Sir, Echo. Where's the echo cancellation button? Okay. Need to cancel this one. What I was gonna say is his. Mm-hmm. Like, I find it funny that he's always, like, the most hard-ass of the clones. Like I said, those comics are pretty, there's not a whole lot more. But, like, in the episodes, he is kind of like a rule follower. But I think what the thing is that his master was Plo. And that, like, in the, second or third episode, he was one of those guys that was trapped in there with him. And they're like, we're meant to be expendable. And he's like, not to me. So I think that, like, we like treat each other like we take care of each other and are like, I think that's the part of him that's a little bit of the hard ass.
Taken aback that when he does capture them, like eventually they outrun the other guy. Well, the other guy gets beat up and down a waterfall, and his mask does not come off, even though it's all wet, and you know he did.
Thrown off a waterfall.
You know he totally took it off.
He washed up at the bottom, and you were like, take the mask off. Okay. You did not get your wish.
And then they like are men for you. They're at a cliff, and they're calling like Echo to come get them. And
enjoy that valley.
Echo doesn't come in on time. Well, I guess like fast enough, and Wolf gets there first, and then they have him kind of like surrounded-ish.
Mm-hmm. They get there first,
and he like Rex kind of talks to him, and it was like, hey, like, what the Empire's doing is wrong. Like, we're brothers. Like, what's going on? You know, this some of the things here are weird. And I guess I like, because I thought he was such a like grumpy kind of like rule guy, like kind of like Crosshair. I kind of thought he was like a little closer to Crosshair, but not as mean. And so I was like really surprised when he was like, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You can go. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but he, like, respects Rex, I think. You know, like, and he was even like, dude, I heard you went down with the ship over blah, 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 blah. And Rex was like, I show enough, dude.
Tell you later when we're older.
That day was wild.
We're like 20.
Yeah, show enough.
Yeah,
Yeah. We buried my blasters right there, just so you can see.
I was surprised, but I was like,
we shaved that dude's head.
I like, see, this is what mom taught me. If you expect the worst in people, you're pleasantly pleased when they do something nice. Huh? <Who? laughs>
That wasn't Mom. That was Tobias Beckett.
No, Mom was just like, see?
In he's Solo. Correct. Expect see? Everyone to betray you, and you will never be surprised or disappointed. Okay, yes, your mom is an ardent student of Tobias Beckett. This is true.
I was like, wait, like what? They're the traitors. They're traitors, sir. And he's like, they're brothers. And then they like walk off.
Yeah.
He says something else, but like that's pretty much.
Well, yeah. What he says, what? Yeah, that was like later. No, because that's when he's like, you know, recover their fallen and da 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 da. We're going to go. And he's like, they're traitors. Like, they don't deserve that. Or he says something like that, but they're traitors. And he's like, but they're also our brothers. Like, it's the least, like, they just, we owe them that. I think that's what he says. So there's a little bit of, and you know what I noticed? Because remember, there's like two ships of people.
It's close.
And the other ship went the other way. Yeah. But on his ship, like, the people that are facing off with Rex, they were all clones.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was, because the other one had like some, there were some troopers mixed in earlier, but I think that when he was dealing with Rex, it was like him, well, it was Wolf, the commando, and then like regular clones. So I don't know. It's very interesting. I like that they're able to kind of like plant that seed.
Yeah,
because who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, it's very interesting to me. And I like, because this is what I think everything is, right? The bigger, like I know this is the story of Omega and the Bad Batch, but like, the story now is like
what people, the clones. What's going to happen to these people? Just numbers,
you know. So, yeah. According to this, they're property.
I liked how the episode ended. I just really, really hope. I don't think it'll happen, but that's fine. I understand. I really hope that we can see Gregor and Wolf and Rex together as like that era, like just kind of like younger. And being like, sup, guys?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see what you're saying. When they go off to Silos to go fishing in their retirement.
At least all three of them were mentioned.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'll appreciate that.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, like, we see two of them already, right? Like, on that side of, like, heading towards wherever they're going to head to. Because they're not out yet. Like, Wolf is still fighting for the Empire, and Rex and Gregor are still fighting for their brothers. But, like, eventually, they retire, and when they rejoin the fight later with Ezra, they're like, this is the fight that we picked. Like,
yeah.
Because I think right now they're still in that fight that they're, like, forced into. You know? So, it will be nice if they get some retirement time.
All of them are
yes. younger Wolf, than Omega. Also younger than Omega.
Which is why, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Except Boba.
Aww. Are they the same age?
Boba and Omega, the oldest.
Boba's a little older.
I don't know.
Right.
I thought so, because they said they created two. I mean, I assume Boba's 5 seconds older. I don't know. I don't know if they're created at the exact same time, but
they do have, like,
if it's a twin situation, I feel like Boba was born first, whatever that means. Right. I still don't know how the unaltered clone is completely opposite, but whatever. That's the part that I'm still kind of trying to figure out. Why is Omega M count worthy, blonde,
female,
and like female? You know, like they're like, these are unaltered clones.
Well, like. But she doesn't what? Have a high M count or anything like that, so.
Oh, that's the other thing. Right. Well, so far it's only Omega, right, that presumably seems to be the only one that's special in that way. But Emery is a clone, also supposedly the sister, so that means she must come from Jango stock DNA. But Emery has to be aged like the others. Because, like, Jango, you know, all the clone whole project started, well, not 10 years ago anymore, probably more like 14, 15 years ago now. But, you know what I mean? Like, she has to be aging like the other clones.
Yeah.
She wasn't alive for 20 years or however old she's supposed to be. Because nobody 20 years ago, except Django, who wasn't going around cloning. It wasn't until the Camino ends. Now, I don't know what I'm trying to prove. I just know that Omega ages double. I'm sorry.
I'm forgetting her name. This is the first time Emery I actually just
ages double.
It.
Or that's,
car?
Yeah.
She's a car?
Emery Carr.
Okay.
That's her name. Mm-hmm.
I know
she plays Rocket Racing or whatever. I don't know.
Looks boring.
That's a thing. Right. I can't get a sniper rifle. Okay. Yeah. Two that's great episodes. Let me see if I can look up the, what do you call it? The next episode name.
I remember it because that's what we talked about it last.
What is it? Bad Territory?
Podcasted Zoe and I was like,
Bad Territory sounds bad.
Where are they? Why is it bad? And then we were talking about how,
gotcha.
What if they visited that one planet that like Gregor,
why is it bad?
Rex and Wolf end up and they're like, we can't do nothing in this area except fish, giant things. And we don't even have a, Gira Zebarelios. Who's that? I don't know.
Cetos. Right, we don't even have a
Lasat.
Lasat. Yeah, all right, well, we are what? That was episode, what, 6, right? So that means there's 15, so we're about halfway. Yeah, I guess like we're technically right halfway through the season. Interesting. All right. So next two episodes, yeah, Bad Batch. We're back to seeing singles. Back to singles. Single episodes and not doubles. And yeah, that's it. I am excited. I am never was like crazy about the idea of Bad Batch, but I must say I'm enjoying the story and I like the idea of what happens to these people with no rights who are enslaved from birth. They? Finding their fighting for their freedom.
How dare they?
That is wonderful and inspiring. I like it. I like it.
Okay, I like
to less beings as property. Yeah. Territory. So cool. Badlands. Bad. Oh no! What'd you call it? Bad territory.
They mostly come out bad at night.
Is bad.
Mostly.
All right. Well. Mostly. You know what I forgot? I forgot that you can check us out at theroguerebels.com. You can follow us on all socials at The Rogue Rebels everywhere except Twitter, which we are Rogue Rebels fan.
Star Wars Geek Girl. You can find us at
Star Wars Geek Girl. Where can they follow you at Star Wars Geek Girl?
Everything else should be at Star Wars Geek Girl. And if not, it's at SW Geek Girl. And there's... Zoe does a lot of stuff. She reviews a lot of books, and she has a poll. There's a poll going as well. And I'm trying to think.
I like books.
She also has a Twitter, her own Twitter, at Zoica, and Instagram. And her Instagram and TikTok is at Spectre_5. If you want to check out her stuff, because her TikTok is cool. I'm not on Instagram a lot, so I don't. I'm sure her stuff there is cool too. I just don't go on a lot. And I'm going to be posting, I'm trying to get out of an art block and trying to post stuff. So I will,
Just go over to the next block, man.
I never understood.
Get out of that art block.
Said,
move
like,
over to the next block.
Yeah. Or like in real life, they say, oh, the next block. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? What is a block?
It's usually
okay,
surrounded by streets. Like where you live, usually by the hundreds. Like, you know, downtown on La Palma or whatever is like the 1,000 block of La Palma. So that's like where you live. So if you have an art block, why don't you move down the street? To the next block. Go to the 1200 block. See it and then draw.
Block. I'm trying.
Get off of the art block.
But anyway, so block. I am going to post something. I'm hoping to finish it today.
Okay.
And then I'm going to post it on the Rogue Rebels' TikTok tomorrow because it's Star Wars related. It's not like my own stuff related. Don't cry when you see it, though.
Cool.
And if you do, tell me.
All right. Enjoy. Go play you.
I will.
Rude. Don't tell me what to do. I don't follow rules. I have my own rules, but I don't even follow them.
Some cool rule breaker guy.
I don't know. Some guy who's like a rule breaker. Some guy. All right. Good time. Podcast has ended. Go about your business. Enjoy. Move down.